Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, friends. So I'm back from the mountains. And if you've been following me on social media, you understand what I mean. I literally ran away to the mountains a couple days ago to go isolate myself in the middle of nowhere where nobody could find me and nobody can reach me. I literally like snapped mentally from like everything that was going on and just booked an Airbnb on my phone and took off. Got in the car and just took off up the mountain. But for this episode, I'm going to share you one of the realizations that struck me when I was on top of the mountain. That's why I have papers here. Usually I write my notes on my computer to like hit on, but these are the papers that I journaled. Like I have like a stack of pages. Like all I did for like 2 days up in the mountains was just journal, sit with myself and rework a lot of mindsets. So we're just going to go off the cuff. But a huge, huge thing I was not aware of was my expectations around things. And this is going to be a deep episode. Like I'm going to talk about the subconscious and like, this is not going to be a base level thing. Like we're going to have to like get up in that bitch and I'm going to teach you like how I get into my mind and pull out the awareness that helps me. This literally flipped my life. So for the past like 2 weeks, I've been in a very, very like bad mindset. Like I've been pissed off, irritable. I've not been enjoying anything. I have not been feeling any excitement in life. Everything felt like a chore. And this is something I've been kind of like hitting and then having to hit it from a different angle. If you've been listening for the past like 10 episodes, like you've heard me talk about this, but when things come up and you go through it and you fix it for a minute and then it comes back up, you have to hit it from a different angle. So I finally found how to cure this for myself, but I'm going to walk you through like the mindset I was in. Like I was very, very irritable, like pissed off at everything. Like daily things, like little inconveniences would make me so angry. And I always talk about emotions are messengers. And I finally listened to them when I was on the top of the mountain and they yelled at me. Basically, I felt like the life was getting sucked out of me. With my day-to-day life, I kept feeling so inconvenienced and annoyed, and I was so tired. Like, I've been exhausted the past couple weeks. Now I'm good, ready to go. Happy dick again. But I've been so exhausted. Like, I was having to, like, take a nap throughout the day. I've been having to drink so much more caffeine than usual. And this is, like, the worst time that I quit everything, because, like, I'm just raw-dogging life with a little caffeine. But basically, what I realized about how I was kind of looking at life is I was not getting excited by anything. I wasn't happy about anything. I would just immediately look at what every single thing is going to cost me. Like, I didn't look at experiences like, oh, that would be fun. I didn't get excited by anything. It was like everything that was happening, every opportunity that came to the table, I was like annoyed. And I was like, ugh, like, what the fuck now? Like, literally, like, it's either going to cost me time, it's going to cost me money, or it's going to cost me energy. And I'm already exhausted. So I don't want to be putting energy into things. Like it just felt like everything from every direction was like pulling at my energy and I had none. And it started to piss me off. But the day that I left for the mountains, I got invited to New York Fashion Week. And y'all know how big that is for me. Like, I have wanted to go to Fashion Week for so long. Like, that's like one of my biggest like hopes and dreams is to go see the fashion shows and then go to the after parties and go hang out in New York and do all that. But I literally got the news that I was invited and I was not excited. I was not happy. I was pissed off. I was like, it's gonna cost me minimum $5,000 to book flights, hotels, and then I have to have like spending money and shit. So like, I'm gonna shop a little too. So I was like, the trip's gonna cost me $10,000. That already pissed me off. And then I was like, for all these events, I'm gonna have to buy clothes to go to these specific designers because I was invited to a couple different designers and I didn't have much from each one. So I was like, I have to go get some different clothes that are either no brand or that brand. So I fit in and I look nice and I'm confident because like I can't show up to a YSL event in Versace. That's just petty, I feel. That's like, not, I wouldn't get invited back. But this was kind of like my tipping point of why I took off up that mountain, because this is something that was so big and I was not excited by it at all. I was pissed off. And I was so annoyed that this came up because I immediately felt obligated to go. I saw everything it was going to cost me. I started freaking out and panicking because I only had a week from like the invitation to the date of everything. So I was like, I have to book everything. I have to order clothes. What if they don't fit? I'm going to have to send them back. Like, it just started turning that wheel of like everything that it was going to cost me. And then I realized I've been looking at most of my life like that. Like, I'm someone that's very optimistic and happy and I can find the good in every moment. But for the past couple weeks, I've only been seeing how things are bad and what these opportunities are costing me. Like, I didn't get happy about shit. And that was very concerning for me. And I got so overstimulated with the invitation. And I had my sister here and she literally booked the flight and left so that I could leave to go up to the mountains. Like, I literally got the invitation, freaked the fuck out, booked an Airbnb and took off. Like, I did not feel like I could stay here and sort myself out. What I needed was like total isolation. That's how I get when I'm overstimulated and when I'm dealing with a lot. And with looking at what everything costs me, like, I was subconsciously just seeing how everything was like taking from me. It made me more overwhelmed and I didn't want to. Oh my God, I have gum in my mouth. How impolite. Leo, you're recording a podcast. Spit your gum out. Oh my God, I'm like shocked at myself. I feel like the teacher just got onto me. But anyway, I just felt like everything was pulling at me and yanking my energy from me. And I literally felt like I could not escape it here. Like, I'm very good at figuring myself out mentally and making myself be okay. I was like thinking of all these different things I could implement and change and new boundaries I could set. And it just made my brain spiral more. And I was like, I want a full relief. That's all that's gonna fix it. So I was like, you have to get away from everything, leave. Like, I've never felt that sense of panic and like get out before. But like, I left and I had the best time. Like, I was feeding the little donkeys and like camels and llamas. One of the llamas spit on me. I was feeding it carrots and it fucking chewed it up and spit it at me. Rat. Ah! But I posted a lot about my trip on Instagram and TikTok. So go look over there if you want details of that. But I want to get into the realization that I had that flipped all of this for me. How I got rid of my aggravation, how I stopped looking at life, like how everything is costing me things, and basically like managing my expectations. And subconsciously, you need to get a hold of your expectations because this is what drove me to this point of like snapping. This is also how I deal with my anger. So a situation that pissed me off real bad was when I was driving to the mountains. It was like a 2-hour drive. And I was doing good. I was making good time. I was speeding like a bat out of hell because I was like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I just want to get out of here. I want to get to my relief on the top of this hill. Like, I just want to get there. So I'm gassing it and I'm making such good time. I'm going to get there like hour 40 minutes. Like, I'm making good time. And then all of a sudden my GPS like goes full red for the last like 20 miles of the trip. And it tacked on an extra hour and 20 minutes of traffic because there was like some wreck. When I tell you, like, sitting in that car and that bumper to bumper traffic up that mountain, I've never wanted to put my fist through my steering wheel so bad. Like, I was so angry. I wanted to eat a pack of cigarettes. But that situation, like, my anger was not like parallel and it wasn't congruent with what was happening. Like, you're in a little traffic, girl. You got to sit here for an hour extra. You still got AC. You're still moving. Like, it's not dead stop. It's like you're going 3-4 miles an hour. Sometimes you're going 10. You know what I mean? But when I was feeling like that, trying to think of positive things like, oh, I have AC. At least the weather is nice. Like, the mountains are pretty. Trying to look at the positive, which I'm very good at, pissed me off worse. And that's when I kind of got like a little powerless. And I was like, what the fuck do I do? Because like, I can't, this anger is not going down. I'm just like stewing in it. And that was my problem with like everything going on in my life. Like, I felt like I couldn't get a handle on my anger because I didn't understand it. Me being so mad in that situation of the traffic, like I said, it doesn't make sense. Like, how mad I was did not match what was happening in the situation. Nothing is ever an overreaction. There is a reason you feel the way that you do, even if it seems so illogical. So, once I got to the mountain and I was there for like a day and a half, that's when this whole thing struck me when I was sitting down journaling things out and I was trying to go into my anger. There's three situations I had to go into anger with, and I'm going to share all of them. The first one is the drive up there, and they all reveal different ways you need to manage your expectations. So with being stuck in traffic going up to the mountain, I asked myself, how does this anger I'm feeling make sense? I felt very prevented. I felt powerless because there's no way to like get past all of these cars. Like, you're just stuck in it. Like, it's a powerless situation. Duh, you're going to be pissed off. That didn't quite like sit right with me. I'm like, no, I'm more pissed off than just like feeling a little powerless and like being in traffic. So this is when I ask myself about anger. What am I really worried about in this situation? Is there anything I'm fearful of? What am I actually worried about? Like, why is this so bad? And what I was actually worried about is that I was not gonna be able to get to my relief because I had it in my mind, being on this mountain is gonna give me relief. That's what I need. That's what's gonna help me feel better right now. And I felt prevented from it. So what I was worried about is that I'm not gonna get to my relief. I'm not gonna get to my calm. I'm just gonna have to feel stuck and trapped in the way that I'm feeling. I also have no time estimation of when I'm gonna get there. Like, am I even gonna get there? I don't know. Are they about to block this road off? The GPS keeps lagging even further and adding more time. I'm like, now I have no idea if I'm even gonna get to my relief. Like, I just felt so worried that I wouldn't know when I'm even gonna get there or if I'm gonna get there. And that's when I realized my subconscious expectation was the problem. Because I immediately said out loud as I was asking myself this stuff, I held up my end of the deal. Whoa. Held up end of what deal? And what I meant by I held up my end of the deal is I agreed to myself, okay, I will suffer and be tired and be pissed off and I will deal with how I'm feeling for the next 2 hours to drive to get to my relief. I was in a subconscious transaction with the world and the universe and everything at large. I literally was like, okay, I subconsciously agreed. I'll go through this suffering so I can get there. And then I held up my end of the deal, but I was prevented by the traffic. So I'm over here feeling betrayed. That is where my anger came from. I wasn't pissed off about the traffic. I was so upset that I felt like I held up my end of the deal. And the other person, universe, I don't know who it was, like the other end of it wasn't held up to. Like something got in the way. It's like I felt genuinely fucked over and betrayed. And that is why I felt so angry. And then this knocked something loose in my brain. And I started revisiting all of the things that have been pissing me off the past few weeks. And I've just been looking at life and everything that I've been doing, because I've been doing a lot of things out of obligation. Like I've been doing a lot the past few weeks where it's like, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, but like, all right, I guess I'll do this. Like, I know I need to get that done. Like, this is important. All right, Leo, let's go do it. And I would kind of like subconsciously agree to like, okay, I'm tired, but I'm gonna hold up my end of the deal of going to do this thing. And then when I'd be driving there and there would be traffic or things wouldn't go right, or I'd forget something at home, I would get like mad. So that's basically where I found the explanation for why I've been feeling so bad about life and I'm not excited and I'm not happy. Like when the Fashion Week thing came up, I've been feeling so betrayed with everything else that I'm doing. I'm like, okay, I'm holding up my end of the deal with this opportunity, but then all these things happen or it doesn't go as planned or it doesn't go right or something fucks up. Like I felt betrayed when that would happen because I've been subconsciously agreeing to, okay, I'm exhausted, but I'll do this anyway. I held up my end of the deal and I did it. And then all these other things happened that were out of my control. Like I felt so betrayed. And then when the Fashion Week thing came up, I've already been burned constantly for the past few weeks. I think really this leads into the past few months. I'm not about to go do all this, hold up my end of a deal, pay all this money, travel all this way, do all this shit, buy all these clothes, go under all this stress, reorganize my entire life, do all these extra podcasts so I can go to New York for a week and a half. I was like, I'm not holding up the end of my deal with that because it's not gonna go right. Some other bullshit's gonna happen and I'm gonna feel betrayed. That was all happening subconsciously in the back of my head. I didn't realize it. I just felt pissed off by it. But the way I've been feeling makes total sense as soon as I sat down to understand it. So that's the biggest thing, is just check your subconscious expectations before you do something. What am I expecting out of this? And if I do this, what am I expecting to get? Like, is there any transaction that you're putting yourself in with life and the world? And I don't want to say the universe, but like things just going wrong or not going exactly how you want them to be. Like, is there any transaction that you might be in? So that's how I've been approaching things now. Like, also, I've been asking myself, what do I want to do? I'm done with the whole obligation shit. I'm done with feeling pressured to do things. And I've been convincing myself like, oh, Leo, you moved to LA. You need to go out. Like when you get invited to all these things, you need to do it. That's why you moved here. No, I'm fucking tired. I have not been asking myself. I haven't been checking in with myself. Leo, do you want to do this thing? Do you want to go to this party? Do you want to go to this meeting? Do you want to go to this business dinner? Do you want to do any of it? Like I haven't been checking in with myself if I actually want to do anything. And that's why I've been so off path. Because I've just been doing things because I feel like I have to or like I need to, and it's the best option. So that's the biggest thing here, is I'm adding the buffer now with my decisions for things. I'm no longer an automatic yes. My buffer is, Leo, do you actually want to do this? And then if my answer is yes, I'm then going to ask myself, is there any transaction that I'm putting myself in? Is there any expectation I have over this? Is there any part of this where I feel like I'm doing my part and I expect something for it? Because if there is, that's fine. I just want to be aware of it because I'm done with the subconscious betrayal and feeling fucked over with every single thing that I do. Just becoming aware of your expectations sets you kind of free from the heartbreak of things not going exactly how you wanted them to go. It sets you free from the heartbreak and the anger and the frustration of inconveniences. Because I have been doing a couple of things that I actually wanted to do. And when I really just genuinely wanted to do something, I wasn't irritated by it. When inconveniences would happen, I was like, okay, like whatever. I was able to be optimistic. I was able to see the positive. I was able to say, okay, like driving in the car, I do have AC. The flowers are pretty. I got good music on. I could pick whatever music I want. I got a phone. I could play on it. I was able to be positive and redirect my focus to being optimistic and like in the moment with inconveniences when I was doing something I actually wanted to do. So when I realized I was getting angry all the time when I would do things, it made me aware of all the things I didn't actually want to be doing. Like it's guidance for all the things I now need to say no to and the shit that I'm cutting out. So the way that I would have gone back and redone the mountain situation, before I left to go up the mountain, I would have said, okay, I'm not going to agree to suffer for the next 2 hours in order to get there. I'm going to ask myself, Leo, what's your goal? Your goal is to get to the mountain. Okay. There's a possibility of traffic. There's a possibility of delays, it taking longer. There's a possibility of it raining. It didn't, it was pretty. But like, there's possibilities of all these things. Am I still willing to choose the possibility of these things to get to my goal of going up the mountain, to get to my peace and my little retreat that I wanted to go on? Yeah, if I'm willing to take that on, let's do the damn thing. But just checking yourself and not going into it with like, all right, I'll agree to suffer to get what I want. Like, don't fucking do that. Like, that's where you're going to end up like me, feeling subconsciously betrayed. Like, remind yourself, these things could go wrong. Do I still want to do it? Am I still going to commit to going up the mountain? My goal is to go up the mountain. Yeah, there's a certain amount of time. It could go wrong. Are we still going to go? Had I had that conversation with myself and been aware of all this before I went up the mountain, I'd have felt a lot better. When the traffic came up, I'd have been like, okay, whatever. I don't feel prevented. I don't feel ripped off. I don't feel fucked over that I'm holding up my end of the deal of like, I'm giving you this suffering to get to my goal. Like, don't give anything. If you're not okay with just doing it and taking what comes with it, don't do it. So a second thing that pissed me off that I had to go into, this one's kind of like a stupid little small one, but kind of big. And then the last one is like the biggest one of people constantly asking me for things and feeling so obligated, like to help everyone and like take care of everybody. That's a big one we're going to hit next. But this one, I sat down to read a book and I brought like 3-4 books with me on the trip. The first book I read, like The Buddha's Way of Happiness, I was very unimpressed. I was very, whatever. I liked it in 2019 when I was a dumbass and I was just getting into like new ideas and things. But like, I have this frustration with books now. I feel like everything is so beginner level. Nothing speaks at the level that is like mind blowing. Like, I like it. Like, girl, I need to be stimulated. I'm so bored with the books out. But anyway, I then started reading Letting Go. And that's a book that I read last year and I liked it. And I actually put it on my book recommendations. It's off now. It pissed me off. I started reading this book, Letting Go. And the motherfucker just didn't get to the point. Like, the author, he just wouldn't get to the point in the book. And I was looking up, I was using it kind of like an encyclopedia. I'm like, I would look at the table of contents and I would look at the feeling states that I wanted help letting go. I was going in trying to find some kind of answer or like explanation. I wanted relief from how I was feeling. And I was looking in this book and motherfucker just all over the board, not making sense. Like, nothing applied to my situation. I felt like I had no help and I got nothing out of the book. I read it for a good like hour and a half, like all the different sections I wanted to hit on. And I reread a few because I was like, this is not all that was in the anger section. Like, huh? Like, I was like, what? Why the fuck is it all of a sudden going into relationships? Girl, what? And I got pissed off. Like, I got mad again. Like, really, really mad. Like I said, it didn't match the situation. I was just pissed off. Like, next level mad. So when I felt angry, you gotta ask yourself, what are you actually upset about here? Like, what did I want out of reading this book? I wanted an answer the way I was feeling, some insight, some understanding, a new perspective, a way to release it, or just bring relief to how I was feeling. Clearly didn't get that after reading the book. And then I asked myself, what are you actually worried about here? What's actually stressing you out so bad that's making you feel so upset? And the real thing that was bothering me was the fear that I would be trapped in the way that I was feeling and I wouldn't find relief and I wouldn't find a new perspective. And reading this book, it was the only one I brought about emotions. So it was like the only resource I had and I started to panic a little and that's when the anger kicked in because it's better to flip into anger than powerlessness. It hurts to sit in powerlessness. But what I actually was feeling was like terror. Like, I was scared I was going to be trapped in the way I was feeling. Like, I was scared I wasn't going to find relief. I'm already away in the mountains, secluded by myself. I'm here with myself. I'm the one that I trust the most to like bring myself insight. I read things to like help me tap into certain things or get new perspectives. But I was like tapped out. I couldn't figure it out. I started getting scared. The book didn't help. And that was the thing I was really worried about, was I wasn't going to be able to help myself. And that is where that spurt of anger came from and why I got so fucking mad about that book. But that's a very charged expectation to have, to find like something that will help me this much and have so much on the line. That's a big subconscious expectation to have to go into reading a damn book. And again, I felt fucked over. I felt betrayed. I felt kind of like abandoned in the way that I was feeling. I was fighting off a nap. Like, I was really tired. And like, I convinced myself, okay, Leo, let's read this book. Let's sacrifice sleep. Let's get our shit together and let's read this book and like try and find something. Again, I went into it with this expectation of like, I'll suffer to get what I want out of it. I felt betrayed again and also abandoned, like I said. That really was my own fault, because I didn't get clear on my intention and my expectation of going into reading this book. This is why it is so important to wake up and become self-aware and become aware of your intentions and your expectations of what you're setting into things. Because had I just asked myself, what am I hoping to get from this book? If I don't get it, am I still willing to read it? Then I could have thought of like, okay, if this doesn't work, then I'll resource. Okay, I'll go look up some videos on my phone. I'll go buy some other books on my phone since I only brought the physical few. And I'll go like keep researching. I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket subconsciously of this one book going to fix everything. Like I wasn't aware I was going into it with these expectations. And then the next question I'd ask myself is this the most likely place I could get this need met? Of understanding how I'm feeling and gaining perspective and all that. Is this one book the most likely thing that will help me with that? Is it the most reasonable approach? Probably not. So had I asked myself all these things, I wouldn't have gone into it so emotionally charged. I wouldn't have felt betrayed because I would have already said, okay, if this, there's a potential that what you want is not in this book. Are you willing to read it anyway? I would have read it anyway, just for the chance of it. And I was also practicing like forcing my focus and like staying still and like being calm. Cause like just sitting down to read a book is not something I'm good at anymore. I'm so used to so much stimulation. So like it was a practice in itself of like being still and just being in the moment. But I would have been aware that the answer might not have been in there. I would have still read it. Felt like I got something out of the experience of, well, I just did practice this stillness that I wanted to do. I wouldn't have looked at it like I've been betrayed and I've been like cheated. Like I kept my end of the deal up to read it and I didn't get what I like went into it for. The subconscious transaction. That one really like got me good. And this has set me free, realizing this, that I've been going into so many things subconsciously expecting the trade. And when I wasn't getting what I was giving for, it was making me mad. So the third situation I'm going to run you through where I was feeling a lot of anger like this and how it like made sense was people asking me for things and so many new things coming up constantly. Because that was a big source of my aggravation and like aggression for a minute. Like I was just so irritated. Like every time somebody asked me for something, I felt like hurt. Like girl, like everyone felt like it was grabbing at my energy and I couldn't like swap their hands away. It just felt like everyone was just like pulling from me. And that's because I was operating out of obligation. My default was yes, I'll do this thing. I moved to LA. I need to make the best of it. Like my default was yes. When this person asked to hang out, when this person needed to call me and ask me for advice, when this person needed to text me about what's going on and like ask for help and meet for coffee because they don't know what to do about their relationship. When people would message me that were other influencers that I really didn't want to hang out with and they wanted to be friends with me, I wasn't aware with what I was doing and I was just hanging out with so many people because I'm like, it's just what I have to do. That's not me. Like I literally like lost sight of like how I operate and what I do. And like, I was just not living consciously. Like I was so unaware of like why I was doing shit. And I just felt so pulled in every direction. And like, especially with business, like my assistant needs this, my manager needs this, my agency needs this. It's like everybody was pulling at me and I'm still having to do my own shit. Like I still edit and do everything on my own with my podcast. I'm the only one that plans it. I don't run shit by nobody. I'm still having to go to so many meetings because I have a lot of things in the works. Like supplement line, it's coming, trust. New merch, a whole rebrand, revamp of everything. I'm so excited. A tour, a live tour of my podcast, which I haven't talked about yet. But my first event is going to be in October, just to let you know. And then also signing a podcast deal, because my podcast is being transferred to a new like host system thing, and the whole like monetization of it's going to be different. Like it's not going to be YouTube ads. It's going to be like real ads you see on other people's podcasts. Like I've been like in negotiation with this for months because I've wanted to like make sure I made the best decision and get the most money out of this. Like I've been doing this free for almost 2 years. Like we got to monetize the shit, bitch. Like we're in this together. You want me to keep going? Okay. Listen to my ads. I am only going to talk about brands that I like. That's one thing that I've made very clear and I've been very picky. But my whole point with all this spiel is I've got a lot of things I've had to do and show up for business-wise. And I haven't let myself say no. because it is all for me. Like, it's all for my benefit. So I'm like, I just, Leo, you need to go do all these things. Like, go. Like, I was pushing myself and I wasn't asking myself and I wasn't recognizing I had an option. Like, I had a choice to do these things or not, or to reschedule certain meetings or schedule them when I want. Like, I literally have just been letting everything kind of run my life. And being in that with my own segment of my life, business-wise, trying to manage the gym and working out and like eating, and then also like friends and people like having a social life and people constantly needing shit from me, I was getting pissed. Like, I was getting so aggravated. And once again, the anger with everyone asking me to do so many things comes back to unmanaged expectations. So the way that things were going, basically, people were constantly reaching out to me, asking me for help or asking me for things friend-wise. Also business-wise, people are asking me for things nonstop, all day, every day. And the whole subconscious transaction I was getting into with this is, okay, this new thing came up. I'll just do it and get it over with so I can go back to myself and do what I need to do. And that transaction kept going and going and going. With every favor someone asked for or every thing that someone needed from me business-wise, as I would do it, I was holding up my end of the deal to basically get my attention back. I kept just getting these things done so that I could get my attention back to me and my life and what I needed to do. And it became a fight for that. It became a fight for my attention and my focus and my ability to help myself. Like, I kept just trying to get rid of all these problems by just handling them so that I could come back to me. And I would knock one problem out of the way, a new one would come up. And it was just a cycle of like me just sucking it up and being like, fuck, all right, Leo, let's just get through this one thing. Let's get this one thing over so we can get back to us. And it went from the one thing, I knock it out, another one, knock it out, three more come, knock them all out. I go back to myself. My attention is pulled back to something else. And I just kept getting stuck in that cycle. And it was driving me insane. And that is why I felt the need to run away so bad. I wasn't aware of all this going on. Like, every problem that came up or every person that needed me, I convinced myself was a priority. Like, all that did was leave no attention left for me and no energy left for me. And it's insane to me that I'm as aware as I am and I still fall into these fucking patterns. And it's not so much like people pleasing. It's like just handling things so I can get back to me. And it was under the whole guise of like, I'm in LA, I need to like make the best of it. And also all these business things are for me, so I'm a dumbass not to help everyone out who needs things from me. Like, they need things every single day, all day. And these two little like mindsets had me trapped in this. And then I also had the subconscious expectations there. And it was just a recipe for disaster. And I lived it. And that's why I felt like I couldn't escape anything. And I was like, I just need full on attention on me, and the only way I can see to get it is by isolating myself on the top of a fucking mountain. And that's why I did it. Like, it makes full sense why I felt the way that I did, why I felt like I had to escape. It all makes sense. And that's why I always tell you guys, look at how the way you feel makes sense before you go saying something's wrong or like freaking out that you got some kind of fucking disorder. Girl, your mindset just ain't right. So the first thing I did with the anger is look at why I wasn't saying no. What was I worried about with saying no? And basically it came down to a threat to my self-concept, because I don't like to let people down. I like to be very reliable. I pride myself on that. I like to be there for people. And for me to say no to someone who needs me or needs this certain business thing, who's doing it for me to say no, like, I felt like I was an asshole as fuck. And like, I felt like it was such a threat to my self-concept of like who I am a reliable person, and I am someone who is grateful to people who do things for me. I'm going to help you. So for me to say no to someone who's trying to help me, or for me to say no to a friend who needs me, it was a threat to my identity. And it was me feeling like I wasn't reliable if I didn't help this person, or if I didn't help this person help me. I was in my own kind of like subconscious battle. And like, that's why I continued with the saying yes. And like, I wasn't saying yes. I was just doing everything needed from me without thinking about it. Like, now that I'm aware of it, oh, everybody's getting checked and everything's falling in line. But I really wanted to be open and honest about this so you guys understand. I deal with all the same shit that you do, and I'm constantly learning, and I'm constantly having to flip and change and implement new boundaries and become aware of things. Like, you don't just wake up one day and know it all. Like, I know a lot. I don't know everything. I'm still fucking learning. So we get the whole threat to myself concept thing and feeling like I'm actually not reliable if I'm there for all these people. But with this whole just doing everything asked of me, without checking in with myself first, I kept just telling myself, oh, I'll get to me. I'll get to what I need to do. I'll get to doing my podcast. I'll get to making content. I'll get to cleaning my apartment. Like, I just kept telling myself, oh, I'll get to myself. Let me move everything around so it fits all these people and everything business-wise can go good for me. And then all of my friends can be okay. I was leaving myself out of the equation, and I was kind of moving myself around what other people needed. And I got to this point where I was so angry because I was worried, and I was like, scared that there was no time left for me, because that's all I've been doing is like, I felt like I was slacking on all of my own stuff because I've been so busy helping everyone on the business aspect of what they need to do, which is weirdly for me, and then helping all of my friends. Like, there was so much going on, and I just like was not consciously prioritizing doing anything or consciously prioritizing making sure I get everything done that I need to get done. Like, I would just be like, okay, Leo, you know, you got to make a podcast every Sunday and we'll wing it with the fucking content. That's why I've been slacking online. Like, I haven't been aware of this. I've just been floundering and like figuring it out as I go and throwing myself in when I have time to do things. And that's why I snapped. That's not maintainable. So basically, the anger that I was feeling with everyone constantly asking me for shit was not going to go away. And I wasn't going to stop feeling frustrated until I started saying no. I know this sounds dumb, but I really had to remind myself, like, Leo, everything is a decision. And all of a sudden, sporadically booking that trip and going up the mountains for a few days, like, really jolted me back into the reality and the awareness that I am in control. I can control my life. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do at any minute. And I needed that. I needed that reminder because I felt so like jerked around by everybody else. I was like, nah, I'm about to put y'all on leashes. Bitch, leave me alone. So really, like, this was just a big thing about remembering my power and choosing me and getting out of the mindset of like, oh, you moved to LA, you need to be doing all these things. No, I'm gonna check in with me. Do I want to do this? Do I want to text this person back? Do I want to go run this errand? Do I want to go to this event? If I don't, I'm not fucking going. Leo's back in full asshole mode, and I'm relieved, because you know what I'm doing now? I have a whole different setup for my life to make sure everything I need to get done gets done in the morning. My time for myself, my time for my aspect of business and what I need to do for everybody, my gym time, my planning my podcast, my recording my podcast. Like, I have everything structured out now where, bitch, if you need something from me, I'll get to you after 5 o'clock. Like, I've literally set it up like that, and my phone is on do not disturb. Like, I'm back. I'm ready to go. I'm being reliable to myself. And that was my biggest thing, is I was trying so hard to be reliable to everybody. It drained me. It like made me snap, basically. But recognize my power again, grab that bitch. And now I'm being reliable to myself first, because if you don't take care of you and make sure you're okay, you can't make sure anyone else is okay. And I'm done living in the chaos. I'm done with all of it. I work too hard. I've sacrificed too much. I've busted my ass way too long to get to where I am and be unhappy. And now that I've taken control of my life again, and I'm like checked back in with myself, do I want to do certain things? Do I not? I feel relieved. Like, I'm saying no. I also have time set aside every single day to make sure what I want to do gets done. And then I have time for everybody else. But that's not negotiable anymore. I don't have to have it running around in my head of all the things I need to do. They're done. I'm no longer pushing my stuff off. Like, if there's an emergency, we can move some things to bear, you know, but not every day. No more. And also, I'm telling you, just becoming aware of all the subconscious transactions and the subconscious expectations you have of things, babe, wake up to them. If you're someone who is related to how I felt when I was describing it, with the anger and the frustration and not being happy by anything and seeing like the pessimism of like what everything is costing you, what are you expecting out of everything you're doing? How are you contributing to yourself feeling betrayed? Like, what are you doing subconsciously? Like, become aware of it. Start asking yourself, like, before you do anything, like, ask yourself your intention behind it, what you expect from it. And if you are actually willing to suffer for something, and if you are, you best make sure that thing is guaranteed you're gonna get, or you're gonna be set up for a life of feeling betrayed, like I've been in for the past couple of months. It's been hell. But that's the big mindset that I cracked on the mountain. There's a few other things. There is an episode I'm gonna make. Next week we're doing What Would Leo Do? Then the week after I'm gonna do Stop Resisting Yourself. And that's another big mindset that I broke on the mountain. But like this one, I just needed to come home and get it out of me to share it. Like, leave me a comment down below if this helped you. Like, truly, I hope I put this into words right, because I didn't plan out my podcast like I usually do with my talking points. I've just been reading my little journal notes. So this one was just kind of like off the cuff, from the heart. They're always from the heart, bitch. But this one was a little less structured. So let me know what you thought. And tell me if it was helpful, because this literally like just changed my life and like saved my fucking life, because I was not going to be able to sustain how I was going. Like, I snapped. So who I was when I went up that hill is not who I am now. I feel brand new. Back to life. I'm happy again and I'm excited. And my whole like mood is lifted and I'm just like, whoa. Like, damn, it was really that easy. It just took a lot of painful shit to become aware of it. But that's all I got for this episode. I will leave all of my social media down below if you want to go watch the videos of me feeding the donkeys and the camels and that little llama bitch that spit on me. I will also put the link in the description to my app and my merch and everything you need from me. So go check it out. If you're listening on the audio version, leave me a 5-star rating. Thank you. And if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're new, hit subscribe. Duh. And leave this video a thumbs up. I'm happy again. Oh my God. I'm just so relieved, dude. Like, I'm back in my element. I'm back happy about making my podcast. Holy shit. Oh my God. I just want y'all to like, I want to share this feeling with all of you. But everybody stay safe. Take care of yourself. Go eat something good. Relax. Don't read Letting Go. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.